code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 5th of November 2009. Now, newcomers should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. Scroll down, you'll see the official sites I have. These are my sites, and anything out there with my name on it is not mine. It is not on that site, on that front page of cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Also should mention, too, that anything's being sold under my name from any other place except from these sites on cuttingthroughthematrix.com is bogus as well. So you have to be very discerning in this day and age, especially when you have a lot of enemies out there. And you can see in cuttingthroughthematrix.com, there's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com, there's cuttingthroughthematrix.net, cuttingthroughthematrix.us, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. Now, the last site is a European site, has the same audios for download for free as all the others, but as an addition of transcripts of some of the talks I've given, written in the various languages of Europe. And I always mention that it's up to the listener to keep me going, and I'm sure I should stagger this throughout the show because people skip over the first 5 minutes, they know what's coming, because they don't like to hear this part. Most people, there's thousands and thousands out there use this stuff, but they never donate anything my way at all. And that's the modern society we live in. But it's up to you to keep me going by donating to me or buying that which I have for sale on my website, because no one else is backing me. And the ads on this show are paid by the advertisers straight to RBN for the airtime and for their equipment and staff and their bills and all the rest of it. So therefore, there's nobody funding me. I don't make money off advertising. That's how hosts generally do make their cash, is from the advertisers. Each time they bring them on, or they mention the names, they get paid for it. That's how it works. But then you're sort of compromised if you go that way, because there's certain things, maybe along the line you'll be asked about a certain thing or even a product, and you can't answer honestly about it if you're compromised. You'd be biting the hand that feeds you. So it's up to you to keep me going by it's always the same people too that just make me crawl along here. Thank goodness for them. But it's up to you to keep me going by donating to me, and you'll see how to do it at cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You'll also see a lot of people getting discs. They're burned for them. They don't use computers. They play it on their CD players. Once in a blue moon, one manages to get in touch with me when they find out where I am, and they also like to order the books or else donate. So you can do that by writing to Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, the number 1. And remember, as I say, outside of cuttingthroughthematrix.com, that front page where it shows you my other sites, I have no other sites at all. I don't have any chat rooms or anything like that. So beware out there. There's a lot of malicious people out there in this day and age, and crazy ones too. We're going into this, we're well into this New World Order actually, this phase of it. We're actually coming out of the old phase of the last New World Order and going into the next New World Order. And it's a time predicted back in the 1800s when they tossed about the idea of democracy and what it would mean for the people. Because they knew back then that democracy really could only be won by those with the largest organizations. If you weren't in the big organizations, you'd have no voice. Back with more on this topic after this break.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking about democracy. And you have to go back into the 1800s, really, to find out how media was managing the minds of the people at that time. And media at that time, of course, made its money primarily off through advertising. And they give a lot of free ads under the guise of write-ups, like news, to the big clients that they had. And towards the end of the 1800s, they talked about democracy, and how it would affect the power structures. And at that time, the U.S. was run by what they called the robber barons. These were the big barons of industry and money, commerce, and banking. And once in a while, these guys would get together at that time, towards the latter part of the 1800s, and they'd collapse the economy, sometimes just to get rid of competitors. And then they'd buy up the stocks for peanuts. They become worthless and they buy them up. Well, along with that comes now a vacant factory or a factory fully stocked to produce or whatever, and they kept building up their wealth. But they got such a bad name that they had to remake themselves, and they brought in PR specialists, basically, to give them a good image to the public. And suddenly these crooks that would get the militia turned out on miners, for instance, like Rockefeller did, overnight was transformed into a great philanthropist. Then they all became philanthropists. And they banded with the other philanthropists that already ruled London, and a good part of the world, through the empire, and they all became philanthropists, all these big money barons. It's worked so well because, you see, this is the parallel government that the Royal Institute of International Affairs is comprised of, the big banking boys, really, very old families. And they came about because of the merger of two groups, and that was a Rothschild-Cecil Rhodes organization that became the Rhodes Foundation for World Government that sent out people to literally take up the resources to get patents and take up the resources of the world, especially in diamonds, gold, and all sorts of minerals and goodies. They teamed up with the Alfred Milner Group, Lord Alfred Milner, guy who was born in Germany, in fact, who headed this British system, and with the Round Table Society, which was belonged to the Milner Group, they merged and created the Royal Institute for International Affairs, that is under a royal charter to exist. Therefore, it's responsible to the royalty, which is not responsible to the people or government. In fact, even today, a lot of bills go through their orders in council, basically. They go right to the Queen, and she will sign them into law, similar as to what the President of the US can do or the Prime Minister of Canada. But they made themselves over, a total makeover, as I say, these barons of industry, and they never stopped because they decided they wanted to transform the world into what they wanted. And being economists and all, they decided on ideal populations, for one thing. And already having conned a lot of the public, again, by they owned the media, so they could put great reports out about their charitable organizations, they could start steering the public along certain ways of thinking and so on. They were responsible for giving us the type of educational system that would create a particular culture. And if you go into the history of media, the media, into the 1800s, you'll find all of this stuff accounted for what they were doing. And they've never stopped. They've really run the world as parallel government with their massive foundations, because the guys who own the foundations are the internationalists. They are the big banking boys. And they fund hundreds of front organizations and other foundations, specializing in different areas of social control, really. And yet they have such a wonderful time, because just like then, today they get great write-ups in the general authorized media, which are really just big ads. They call them puffs, they used to call them puffs when they gave them free ads, a whole page, a beautiful write-up about how wonderful they were. It was actually called a puff. And they still do it. But the problem is, you see, it's conned a lot of the people of the world who can't tell fact from fiction. They can't tell what really is the agenda. They can't tell that these wolves in sheep's clothing have big plans for them, and they bypass all parliaments except when they put their own men on the boards of parliament. And they're unelected by the people. They shape all policies. They have massive lobby groups. This is what they mean. When they talk about democracy, this is what they mean by democracy. Those with the biggest bucks and the biggest organizations and organizational ability, and who can lobby government full-time and even put their own boys in government when they want to. That's what they mean by democracy. And when these characters that run on economics look at populations, they want to really bring them down, mucho quicko. And they go into action and get laws passed. These are internationalists, too. They have their branches across the whole planet, bringing us all along. I always get a picture of a tugboat that pulls the ships with all these different chains behind it, with all the other countries in tow, all going in the same direction. That's how they organize things. It's the most organized, in fact, it is the only organized organization on the planet, beyond even governments. And many of the top members are members of intelligence services. And many of them have been members of intelligence services. You can't have a nation today and have a secure intelligence service because they're all infiltrated by each other. So they're one big intelligence service at the top. Now, the Old Thinker News is a good website. And they have written an article about the foundations and their impact and where they're taking us. November 2nd, 2009, by Daniel Taylor. It says, tax-exempt foundations, banks, and philanthropic organizations have been hard at work in the United States for decades, it's actually over 100 years, molding the country to their liking. True. The schooling system, media, medical institutions, the foreign policy of the United States have all been influenced by them. Today, these foundations are partnering with global banking powerhouses. Well, you see, they are the powerhouses of banking, in order to create the Global Impact Investing Network, GIIN for short, G-I-I-N, GIIN, where they're drunk on your money, which aims to spearhead a new form of investment. The GIIN, headed by Anthony Bug Levine, current director of the Rockefeller Foundation, will help solve social and environmental problems by encouraging investment that will bring both profit and produce real-world change. Now, these are the philanthropists, remember? These big investors who own banks. You've always known they've really been into helping you, right? You all know that, right? According to the GIIN website, the Global Impact Investing Network was conceived in October 2007 when the Rockefeller Foundation gathered a small group of investors to discuss the needs of the emergent impact investing industry. On the website, it states, in June 2008, a broader group of 40 investors from around the world met to discuss what it would take for the impact investing industry to be able to solve more social and environmental challenges with greater efficiency. I know what they mean, but I hope you all do too. Since they already have stated time and time again, there's too many people. They organized behind a number of initiatives, including a creation of a global network of leading impact investors, the development of a standardized framework for assessing social and environmental impact, and the development of a working group of investors focused on sustainable agriculture in sub-Saharan Africa. Now, they use the IMF. No, these are all part of the big same clique. So in other words, the establishment is seeking to direct the wealth of the world's most powerful foundations and individuals towards the realization of their agenda. This has already been happening for decades in a shrewd and veiled manner, but this new initiative is an open gathering of these globalist interests. The GIIN will undoubtedly be used as a public relations stunt for banks and moneyed elites to brush up their strained image through socially conscious investments. If it succeeds, the GIIN will attempt to mold industry and business by screening out investments for CO2 emitters and others deemed to be unworthy. And remember, too, these are the guys who are in charge of the carbon emissions and the carbon taxes and the carbon credits and all that stuff. Remember that. Don't forget that for a second. So they're eliminating all competition that's not theirs. Everything that's not theirs is getting eliminated. A few of the banks and organizations involved with GIIN include Acumen Fund, the Annie E. Casey Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Calvert Foundation, Capricorn Investment Group, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, Equilibrium Capital, Generation Investment Management, Grey Ghost Ventures, IGNIA, JP Morgan, London for Africa, Lunt Family Office, Armenia, I think that is, Omidyar Network, Prudential, the Rockefeller Foundation, Root Capital, Shore Bank, NCIF, Transcentury, Triodos Investment Management, and Wolfenson and Company. Some of the same individuals and organizations involved with the Global Impact Investing Network recently met in New York on May of 2009 at the home of Sir Paul Nurse, president of Rockefeller University. According to the London Times, it says the meeting was so secret that some of the billionaires' aides were told they were at security briefings. Now, it first broke out in the Irish newspaper, and I read that on the air, and told you who attended as well, and that their whole agenda was overpopulation. They've got to do something about it. David Rockefeller Jr., Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, George Soros, who else, Michael Bloomberg, Ted Turner, and Oprah Winfrey were all in attendance. The Times reports over dinner they discussed how they might settle on an umbrella cause that could harness their interests, and continued that overpopulation was a priority. The people who give you your thoughts, like Oprah, what do you think she's there for? Who do you think put her there? Back after this break.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. Reading from Old Thinker News, a very good article on the big boys, the ones that run the parallel governments and shape the opinions of the public and even get millions of youngsters all working towards an agenda they think understand but haven't a clue about. They certainly don't know the real purpose of it or where it's really to take them. But that's always the way with followers anyway, isn't it? You must create a kind of religious feeling and get them all to work for you. It says here, indeed, this group had and has currently is acting as an alternative world government. While these foundations aren't busy partnering with global banking institutions, which they're part of, the Secretary General of the United Nations is praising their influence in supporting the activities of the UN. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was asked, and he says, some say the emergence of super-rich philanthropies like the Gates Foundation has undermined the effectiveness of the UN and its member organizations, like the World Health Organization. And Moon said this, on the contrary, this is what we really want. Contributions from the business community as well as philanthropies. We need to have political support, but it doesn't give us all that we need. Non-governmental organizations and philanthropies and many foundations, such as Bill Gates Foundation, they're taking a very important role, I'd say. The United Nations stands in the center of mobilizing and raising awareness of climate change. So here you have overpopulation, climate change, and at the bottom you've got all these banking boys. You know, the guys who love to invest in things because they love humanity, dealing with the carbon credits and all the rest of it. It says, for some of these groups involved in raising awareness of climate change, altruistic motives seem to fade into the background when we find that significant financial gain will be reaped from carbon trading schemes and other new financial programs. In 2004, Mr. Allegory himself teamed up with David Blood, former head of Goldman Sachs Asset Management, to form Generation Investment Management, appropriately deemed Blood and Gore. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up, eh? You couldn't make this stuff up in a sci-fi. The firm which Gore chairs is involved with various green instruments. Green? Maybe it's moldy. Including carbon credits. Gore's promotion of a carbon tax system carries obvious conflicts of interest. Additionally, GIM is one of the top 10 shareholders of the Chicago Climate Exchange. Gore's Generation Investment Management, which is a founding member of GIIN, is listed in the GIIN report, Investing for Social and Environmental Impact, as a prime example of impact investing. So it's quite a good article here, but there's so much on these characters. They've run the world for such a long, long time with a technique that most folk were oblivious of, through charitable or fronts, you say. Always under the guise, we're here to help you, kind of like Freemasonry. The once in a blue moon stages some charitable event. See, mate, it's all connected, you see, in actuality. But the public haven't a clue. The public haven't a clue. And really, it bypasses all democracy at the same time. And all these NGOs come out and march when they're told to march and wave their banners all factory made and all identical across the planet. And demand from the governments the very thing that the governments are waiting to hear them demand. And then they say, well, the people have spoken, and we have to answer them, and they sign something into law. This is how it's been done for an awful long time, bypassing the people altogether. That's how it's done. And people say, well, it's no conspiracy. Oh, yeah. Technically, there isn't a conspiracy. H.G. Wells said it was the open conspiracy. They publish stuff in very old books that no one reads. They tell you what their goals are. They told us in the 1800s what their goals were going to be and their objectives were going to be. And no uncertain terms. And they also told us in their own writings back in that time what they really thought of the general public. The public are oblivious. They're too busy watching American Idol or whatever health is the latest fear thing that's getting put in front of them. Quite something. And then this falls right in with Gore's spiritual argument on climate, and it's World BB News, it's called BB News, posted November 2nd, 2009. Nobel winner adepts face fact-based in a message to reach those who believe they have a moral duty to protect the planet in her choice, a plan to solve the climate crisis. Al Gore's much-anticipated sequel to An Inconvenient Truth is published today with an admission that facts alone will not persuade Americans to act on global warming. Something, I got snow today. And that in New Zealand too, or here in some places. And that appealing to their spiritual side is the way forward. See, it is a religion. And I read that article yesterday about the judge and how he said that this idea, this whole thing on ecology is a faith-based thing. It's a religion. And that ties in with Gorbachev saying we're creating a new earth-based religion, or be earth-based. It had to be earth-based, based in nature and so on. In his latest book, Our Choice, A Plan to Solve the Climate Crisis, the man who won the Nobel Prize in 2007 for his touring slideshow, Alzheimer's slideshow, on disappearing polar ice and other consequences of climate change concludes, simply laying out the facts won't work. And by the way, that's all been exposed as utter rubbish. Disappearing, it's actually getting thicker. But facts don't matter when you're preaching a religion, you see. Instead, Gore tells Newsweek magazine in a pre-publication interview that he has been adapting his fact-based message, now put out by hundreds of volunteers, the NGOs, to appeal to those who believe there's a moral or religious duty to protect the planet. I've done a Christian-based training program. I have a Muslim training program and a Jewish training program coming up. Also a Hindu program coming up. I trained 200 Christian ministers and leaders here in Nashville in a version of the slideshow that is filled with scriptural references. See, they'll use everything. That's what's beautiful about holy books. These characters are the past masters, and I mean that, past masters, of using religions for their own agenda. They've been doing it for centuries and centuries, and they're at it still. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I hope people realize that the big organization that really runs and owns the planet owns all the politicians across the planet at the same time. They have for a long, long time. That's why every country is on board with make us all poor as they fight climate change, which doesn't really exist at all. Even Al Gore had to come out apparently in his new book and say that CO2 wasn't the main problem. This is the same guy, Gore member, said we have to overstate our facts. Now you're supposed to believe him. Now he's telling the truth now? A guy who constantly lies. Because it's a battle for the mind, isn't it? That's what everything's about, a battle for the mind, ongoing. And they certainly have enough press because they own, all these boys connected with them own the press. CNN Money, George Soros, China is a positive force. George source. What a history this guy's got. That's from June the 7th, 2009. He says, financier George Soros said on Sunday that China's global influence is set to grow faster than most people expect, with its isolation from the global financial system and a heavy state role in banking aiding a relatively swift economic recovery. Then he prattles on about the glories of China. You know, this is a guy who thinks that China is the model state for the world, but we've already copied them and their one-child policy. The one-child policy, by the way, is not written in stone. If you can afford a second child, meaning you're one of the better types, you've proven eugenically you're better because you're richer, then you can have a second or third child or more. You get a little fee you have to pay. Stuff called a fine. You get a kind of fee you have to pay to allow yourself to, because you'd be naughty as you wink to each other from the government to them. That's how it's done, you know. Yeah. It's all Darwinism. For survival of the fittest, you see. And apart from that, these boys, really, all these big boys own the economy of China. They own the economy of China. It was just the same as the Soviet Union. Technically, it's supposed to have its own bank, really, that coined everything, and there could be no competition. But that's not true. They allowed private banks. The only thing that stipulated, in fact, was that they could not make profit off people's labor. Now, you could imagine a bunch of lawyers, and that's what runs this world in a sense, getting something like that and going to work on it. They'd redefine everything, wouldn't they? And they did, of course. And then when the Soviet Union decided to move into its partnership and merge with the West, and that's what it was all about when the Berlin Wall just suddenly fell down, there was articles appearing in the mainstream media. One was on a Mr. Solomon, who was a cousin of the Rothschild, who run the biggest bank all through the Soviet era. And he was making off for millions and billions of money, of US dollars, too. In the Soviet Union, and going back to going over to London at the time, surrounded by a private army. And China is the same. China did not pull itself up from nothing by its bootstraps. Didn't do it. It takes money and power in this world to bring them up. They were given technology by the GATT Treaty. They were given the opportunity to have all the industries of the West transported to them, set up, and production starting there. They were given all the loans to get everything happening through the GATT Treaty. They borrowed that money. They signed deals you'll never even hear of with the big boys. And that's why the big boys have no fear of them at all. They own China. They own it, lock, stock, and barrel. You would never have an elite of the West giving away its ability to rapidly change over manufacturing into war machinery to protect you. They would never give away that right unless they were absolutely 100% convinced that China would never be a threat to them. And how would you do that? You own China. You own it, lock, stock, and barrel. And you have people up at the top of China making sure they've got their finger in every pie, they've got their ear in every conversation that goes on, because they micromanage everything. They always have. They micromanage the West, too. So you can read that article, CNN Money. And it's interesting, too, from, I think it's Wired magazine, wired.com, the U.S. needs hit squads and manhunting agencies, a spec ops report. This is November the 3rd, 2009. CIA Director Leon Panetta got into hot water with Congress after he revealed an agency program to hunt down and kill terrorists. A recent report from the U.S. military's Joint Specials Operation University argues that the CIA didn't go far enough. Instead, it suggests the American government should set up something like a national manhunting agency to go after jihadists, drug dealers, pirates, and other enemies of the state. Now, I don't know if you looked at Britain recently. Everything follows Britain because they always started there first, and we copied all secondly. And now you have local councils getting into all your data. They can confiscate your house and everything. They bypass the police under terrorism laws. So never take something at face value as the reason that they want to give you something. Every law that gets put on the books is meant to expand into what it was really set out to do, not the plausible one that you will accept. It says here that America's military intelligence and law enforcement agencies already devote thousands of people and billions of dollars to tracking down top terrorists and insurgents, but even the most successful of these efforts, like going after Iraqi militant leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, have been ad hoc efforts with units cobbled together from different corners of the government. Report author and retired Lieutenant Colonel George Crawford instead would like to see a permanent group with clear authority, training, doctrine, and technology to go after these dangerous individuals. These man-hunting teams would be standing formations trained to pursue their designated quarry relentlessly for as long as required to accomplish their mission. And then it just goes on and on, as I say, with these kind of incredible draconian things that are being put out today for the governments to do. Remember, every law that gets put in the books has an ulterior purpose. Every one of them. There'd be mayhem if they just went out and did it. There'd be some sort of backlash, at least from the sheep out there. Even the sheep get a little ticked off once in a while. So you give them something that's plausible. And we float through our lives in a hypnotic state, bombarded with data, most of it trivia and useless. And this is just another bit of information that passes through their heads. Oh, it's to go after terrorists and stuff like that, you know. That's what it's really for, isn't it? Here's an article here to show you where it goes. The Times Online, October 28, 2009. It says here, draconian police powers designed to deprive crime barons of luxury lifestyles are being extended to councils, quangos, and agencies to use against the public, the Times has learned. The right to search homes, seize cash, freeze bank accounts, and confiscate property will be given to town hall officials, that's say local councillors, and civilian investigators employed by organizations as diverse as Royal Mail, the Mail, the Rural Payments Agency, and Transport for London. The measure being pushed through by Alan Johnson, the Home Secretary, comes into force next week and will deploy some of the most powerful tools available to detectives against fare dodgers, dodging your fare. They only confiscate your home and property on a bus. Families in arrears with council taxes, that's there on the list as well, and other minor offences. You don't need the police now. They're all becoming their own police forces. See, that's really what I see. The radical extension of the Proceeds of Crime Act through a statutory instrument, which is not debated by Parliament, see, they don't even go through Parliament for these things now, has been condemned by the chairman of the Police Federation, Paul McKeever. He said that he was shocked to learn that the decision to hand over intrusive powers to people who were not police was made without consultation or debate. The Proceeds of Crime Act is a very powerful tool in the hands of police. But you think that someone who was broke and couldn't afford their taxes, their property, would go under Proceeds of Crime? Well, that's what they're going for. See, it's nothing of what they tell you on the bill. He said it shouldn't be treated lightly. Mr. McKeever said this is a behind-the-scenes creep of powers occurring here, and I think the public will be very surprised. I wish they would. I'd love to see the public surprised. They would want very intrusive powers to be kept in the hands of warranted officers and other law enforcement bodies, which are vetted to high standard, rather than give to local councils. These concerns are shared by leading legal figures who believe there's a risk of local authorities abusing the powers to search people's homes, seize their money, freeze their accounts, and confiscate their property. They also see parallels with the spread of counter-terrorism surveillance powers to monitor refuse, that's garbage collection, and school catchment areas. I'm not kidding, it's getting utterly... this is the dictatorial age that Lenin said we'd go into after the dictatorship of the so-called proletariat. There'd be so many agencies all standing on each other's toes and each other's territories, all going for the booty out there, the loot, you see. Since wide-ranging confiscation powers were given to police and law enforcement bodies in 2003 to seize the cash and property from drug dealers, people trafficking and money launderers, they were viewed as Al Capone powers, a means of getting at the Mr. Biggs of organized crime by seizing wealth accrued from criminality. But what are they going after? People that can't afford tax. People who put too much stuff in their garbage bin. You're now a felon. And they're training children to report on all of this stuff. And people think somehow we can go back. How are we going to go back to any other lifestyle? How? Tell me. And since this is backed by those at the top of government, then it tells you who those guys at the top of government really work for. It certainly has never been the people. Never, ever been the people. Never will be for the people either. The Tower of Babel is so crooked and corrupt, and always was, held together by crazy glue and band-aid, that you can't fix it. It's rotten from its very foundation. Always was. It's only getting so high now in its corruption that it's teetering a bit, you see. And you can't fix something as badly bust as that. Can't be done. Can't be done. You have to demolish it before it falls on all of us. It says here, another article, too, it all fits in with the articles that's coming in about the advocation of culling the populations in Africa. That's coming out openly now through, they'll have to be taught a lesson. I'll put up the Wise Up article on that. But again, these are all happening. These are handouts to the press. Emotional things. To get us used to predictive programming, that this, people will argue in their own homes about it, like I mentioned the other night. We get emotional, and someone will say, well, maybe they're right. I've watched all these David Suzuki programs, and, you know, and they don't realize they're getting their opinions through lying. They never go into the whole story of why there's famine here or famine there. Never. Never. Never tell you that most of the famines I've had in Africa were always due to wars funded by the West. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer. They said when Kissinger put through that bill on the greatest enemy to the state was overpopulation, and they targeted up a whole list of countries, they said they could never let them emerge into economic viable countries like the United States. So they'd always have to divide and conquer. But they're pushing overpopulation as a problem. Here's an article here on euthanasia. It comes out at the same time. Everything comes out at the same time. That means there's an intelligence behind a lot of releases that are kind of related, you see. Doctors admit to practicing slow euthanasia on terminally ill patients. 29th of October 2009, 1 in 5 doctors admit to keeping terminally ill heavily sedated until they die, in what critics have called slow euthanasia. A poll of nearly 3,000 doctors found that 18.7% had administered drugs to keep patients suffering from painful conditions such as cancer unconscious for hours at a time. Subject to continuous sleep or deep sedation, many slip into a drug-induced coma before dying, perhaps days earlier than they would have done. It's often given without the patient or the family being fully appraised of the consequences. Now, the way this is presented is making you think, it's a good thing, really, isn't it? They don't wake up. So they're not telling you they can keep you going for an awful lot more time than a few days with a lucid mind and without pain with other medications if they want to. This is meant to get you to side with them. You can never read an article at face value. You would ask, why is this here? What are similar articles appearing across the world at the same time in major media? Why is it all there at the same time? There's always a reason for it. And it's to really end up through people at home having arguments, and the predominant theory being chosen is your opinion. And that works so well. Again, it's a technique that even Bernays talks about. Because Bernays, remember, who gave really the consumer society to America, the guy who helped degenerate the society of America too, with full intention, it wasn't just for money, or for advertisers either. He worked with governments and the culture industry. He went through these techniques of how you change society to sell your product or idea. In other words, opinion. See, an opinion is a product when it's peddled by the mainstream media. And people don't realize that. We're given our opinions. I've quoted the ones from Aldous Huxley, Lord Bertrand Russell, and other big players who said that. We shall give the people their opinions. Kissinger, in Between Two Ages, says shortly the public will be unable to reason for themselves. They'll expect the media to do their reasoning for them. He meant giving you your opinion. And Huxley went on to say, too, in his book, that many of his books, in fact, that the people have no idea how or why they're arriving at their opinions or who's giving it to them. Now, I'll be back with more of this after these messages.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. And with a caller there, got Megan from Pennsylvania. Is there, Megan?
Yes, I am. Hi, Alan.
How are you doing?
All right. I just wonder, what's the deal with spies? You know, you hear of Israeli and Chinese and other countries stealing information from the United States. I just wondered if we're all global. Is this a joke?
It is a joke, yeah.
Oh, I'll take your answer off the air. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a awful long time ago. It was the same with Masonic groups, as different groups infiltrated other Masonic groups to make sure there was one standard Masonic group. It's the same thing with spying agencies. Spies, when they set up, their first job is to infiltrate the opposition spies and become one of them. And this has always been the way of it. Therefore, when you look at how they set up the OSS for World War II, they combined the British Secret Service, basically. It was really the Royal Institute for International Affairs. It was their headquarters they used, in fact, because they were the hub of all intelligence gathering for the whole of the British Empire. And still are, actually, I think. But they formed the OSS, and they brought all the other guys in from Europe who primarily had been communists in those countries, and formed the OSS. And then that became split up again after World War II, supposedly, but they were tied at the hip under agreement to share intelligence. And the ones who were basically Trotskyites brought in from Europe as spies went back off into the European countries. Some went to Israel, some went to different places, back to the Soviet Union even. And they're all sharing intelligence. You cannot have a secret society today at that high level and remain secret. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. And I've signed agreements and agreements and agreements all throughout the Cold War, which really bound them closer and closer and closer together. We have been global for a long time. In fact, you have to go in to the treaty that they signed in San Francisco after World War II. And if you really, really read it all, if you can get a hold of it all, you'll see that every leader signed away his country's sovereignty. Every leader that signed that agreement signed away sovereignty. The only thing was the public weren't to know, really, for an awful long time. Initially, they tested that out with the public, that a lot of the signatories wrote books about how wonderful it would be. They were even writing it during World War II, before they signed the deal, and saying they're going to bring in world governments. In fact, the Royal Institute had said they're going to bring in world government back in the 1930s. I have their books here. So you can't have world governments with countries going off on their own. Everybody who signed that must share all high intelligence, or you're called a rogue nation. A rogue nation is someone that signed their agreement and then changed their mind. If you change your mind, they go after you with a vengeance and destroy you. So, yeah, you cannot have that independent countries when your whole purpose is to bring in a world government. That was always the intention of the setting up of the United Nations and its precursor, the League of Nations. A world government run on economics, population reduction from the League of Nations back at the end of World War I, followed into the UN after World War II, and they're on a roll since. So the public are not ready. We're not ready, you see, to start getting culled off and being sterilized as they want to eventually mandate. They said it would take maybe 50 years before they could come to full power, and the public, through massive conditioning, education, brainwashing, would be ready for it. And here we are. But no, there are no individual spy systems today. You can't keep secrets. Can't be done. That's why you know when you blow up buildings way in advance, you cannot keep secrets. Everybody's infiltrated. From Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
With recent internet